producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy first day of spring. Finally, after this long winter, spring has arrived, but there's a catch to everything. If you live in coastal New England, parts of Rhode Island, Cape Cod, coastal New Hampshire, and along the coast of Maine are going to get a glancing blow, at least that's what they said last night, of a nor'easter. And if you're not from New England, a nor'easter is a word that was made by a weatherman from Boston named Don Kent. And Don Kent was the most accurate weather forecaster in New England. He always, always got his weather right. And he termed that name for this particular system. And it's a storm that's coming up the coast from the south, and the secondary that's coming from the west. They merge together. And if the track is good, it can bury from Washington, D.C., all the way into Maine, New York, with a heavy, heavy snow. Fortunately, the weatherman is saying most of it, it will not get together until it's out at sea. But they're going to celebrate the first day of spring with a snowstorm. And then it's going to be followed by some nice weather, so it's going to melt. But you never know. We've had some great weather across the whole East Coast. Snow's been minimal. The weather's been above average. And a lot of you have sent me pictures, and it's so much fun to open up the emails and see pictures of crocuses in bloom, daffodils that they're up about 6-8 inches, some places even more. And so spring is official. It's here. So I want you to enjoy it. And next week is Easter Sunday. So we've got a couple good Sundays ahead of us. And if we can help you to prepare for the arrival of spring, maybe you need to know what you should be doing in your yard. The number to call here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. So give us a call, and we'll talk a little bit of what you should be doing. Now, if you're not in the area where the snow is going to be, definitely get the lawn raked. That's probably the most important thing that you can do. To, you know, it's just like when you get up in the morning. What do? You stretch, you know, and you move all the muscles and you soften everything and you get ready to get out of bed and get ready for the day. Well, you got to do the same thing with the lawn. You got to get those rakes out, give it a good raking. It's like scratching its back, getting rid of all of the dead grass from the winter, the leaves, the pine needles, the sticks that fell. Get it all cleaned, and that'll make your lawnmower blade last even longer. Once it's cleaned, then you have to decide, did I have crabgrass last year? And if you weren't sure, when you get done raking and you have some bare spots, because crabgrass is an annual, and as you rake, you're going to pull out the dead plants from last year, leaving you holes. And that's a sign that, oh yeah, I guess I did have some crabgrass. Well, what you got to do is, and I'll give you a choice. Step one would be to use a fertilizer and crabgrass preventer. And you would be putting that down when the forsythia, which is a beautiful yellow flowering shrub, comes into bloom where you live. So as soon as you see the forsythia in bloom, you use your crabgrass preventer and fertilizer combination. The preventer will kill off as many of the seeds as possible, and the fertilizer will feed the good grass, the permanent grass, to help to fill in some of those holes. Now, if you've got big holes, you're going to need to plant some seed. So you need to use a seed starter and crabgrass preventer. And it's a hybrid weed killer. It knows the difference between a crabgrass seed and the seed that you're putting down to fill in the empty spots on your lawn. It's going to cost you a little extra money, but if you're going to be planting grass seed and you want to prevent the crabgrass from coming in, then you need to use that product. And that would be applied at the same time when the forsythia comes into bloom. Okay? Now, when you apply either of the products that we've talked about, the crabgrass preventer and fertilizer, or the seed starter with crabgrass preventer combinations, it's a powder coming from a bag, so that you're going to need to either apply it when it's going to rain or put it down and put your sprinkler on for about half an hour and really soak those areas. And what that's going to do, it's going to dissolve the powder that you're putting on your lawn, change it to a liquid. The liquid will move down and get the seeds that are in your lawn and kill them. You can do it organically, but you can't plant seeds. So you can do it chemically or organically if you just want to kill the seed and feed your lawn by using a product that contains corn gluten. And corn gluten is a type of food that they use for chickens. It's part of the corn seed, and it's in many feed for chickens and ducks and turkeys and animals of that type. And again, you've got to break it down and change it to a liquid so that it can do its job. Now, the one thing I want to tell you, if you're going to be using a corn gluten product, it is very, very important that you water it in. And the reason is, if you have a dog, the dog is going to eat the corn. So if you put it on your lawn and you just let it sit there and your dog tends to be able to run loose, he'll smell the corn gluten, he'll eat it, and it won't hurt him because it's corn, but he's eating the product that you've put down to control the crabgrass seed. Now, I was talking to a good friend of mine, Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company. And I was asking him, you know, how many years in a row do you have to treat crabgrass once you think that you have killed all of the seed? And he said that he had a doctor that worked with him at Bayer Advance in Raleigh. And they are testing and have been testing for years. And they're finding out that some of the seed that the crabgrass plant produced last year could stay active and lay dormant for 20 years or more. So by you applying it, you're going to kill the bulk of it. Make your grass thick. Keep it thick. And that seed will stay dormant as long as your grass is thick, because the seed doesn't get any light. It's got no room to grow. But if you allow it to get thick, thin, and you have some problems with drought during the summer, some of that crabgrass seed that would have stayed dormant will break dormancy, will wake up, and it'll start to grow in your lawn. So get some food on it, get a crabgrass preventer, and keep it well fed. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club and the first day of spring. If we can help you, the phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up first this week?
First up this week, we've got Diane from Massachusetts. She's got a couple questions, one about a seaweed and another about growing a type of plant.
Okay. Diane, welcome to the first day of spring.
Happy spring.
Thank you.
We've been using, actually collecting seaweed from the beach.
Yep.
My way, and it works great. We've been grinding it before we mix it in with the dirt. I didn't know if that's necessary or not.
What I do, I live in Kennebunk, Maine.
Uh-huh.
And we're about 8 or 9 miles from the ocean. And when we get a nor'easter, like they're calling for our coastal New England today,
yeah,
it will push in all of the seaweed on the beaches. And when I was young, my dad and I would go down to the beach after the storm, pick up as much seaweed as we could possibly carry. And what we did, or what my dad did, is he would take the seaweed and he would dump it in a row about 18, 24 inches wide along the edges of the garden. And then he would let it dry for maybe a day or two, and he would keep turning it a little bit so that the sun could get at it. And then he'd take his lawnmower and drive right over the seaweed, and the blades would grind it right up into small pieces. And then we would just till it in with a rototiller and plant, and it worked very, very well. We also took some of the seaweed, and my job was, my dad went to the hardware store, bought a machete. I don't know what he was thinking, a 12-year-old with an 18-inch knife. And I would take the seaweed, dump it on top of the compost pile, and just chop away like a kung fu artist, chopping and chopping and chopping it into small pieces. You know, there were probably 2 or 3 inches. And then we would blend that into the compost pile, and eventually that went into the garden. But it makes a tremendous difference.
It
helps to retain the moisture in the soil. It breaks up the clay. It adds all kinds of organic matter. And then you're getting all of the fertilizer from the ocean. So it's really good stuff, but you don't have to grind it. If you can chop it with your lawnmower, 2-3 inch pieces, within a month or two buried in the ground when you till it in, it's beautiful. And you can also use it as a mulch in your garden.
Uh-huh.
Now, the one disadvantage with using it as a mulch in the garden is this time of the year, if you can get the fresh seaweed, you really won't have a problem with it. But the old stuff that's at the high tide mark, that's been there for a long time and is really dried up, and it's probably been there for a year, the green heads. If you've ever been to the ocean, you get these big green horseflies have laid eggs in it.
Oh.
And 1 year we covered the entire garden with it, with all the old stuff. We chopped it up, we spread it in the garden, and you'd go out there and the green heads were all over the place.
Ooh.
So we ended up tilling a lot of it. We covered a lot of it with some compost, the pollen went away. So now we blend everything in, just like you would peat moss, and seaweed will last 3 times longer in the soil than peat moss, and it's basically free.
Okay, so it's better to be fresh seaweed and dry.
Yeah.
Dried out.
Why don't you hold on?
Sure.
And when we come back, we'll answer your second question. But
okay,
if you can get the fresh stuff, and with this nor'easter coming up the coast today, it will bring a lot of seaweed on the beaches. Go pick it up. Compost pile and the garden. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity actually do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Diane, and we just discussed what to do with seaweed. And believe me, if you live near the ocean, or you can drive to it fairly easy, when the storm is over today and tonight, a little northeaster is headed your way in the New England area. But if you live near a beach, from Florida all the way to Maine, and in the Gulf and West Coast, pick up that seaweed and put it in your garden. Grind it up with your lawnmower. Put it in your compost pile, and it will revitalize your soil. The microbes, the earthworms will come back, and your garden will be beautiful. Diane, what was your second question?
Well, I think the dish plate dahlias are just breathtaking.
Yes.
And I would like to try my hand at growing them. And I don't know the first thing about them. Can they be grown in pots or should they go out in a flower garden?
Okay, you can do it either way. You can start them in pots, and that's something that you would start now.
Okay.
You would need a good size pot, an 8 to a 10 inch pot, because the bulbs on the dinner plate dahlias are good size. And if you try and jam it into a little pot, it just won't do very well.
Okay.
So when you pick out the bulbs, that will determine the size of your pot. Because some varieties are going to be a lot bigger, but I'd like to see you use a 10-inch pot. I'd like you to get some black gold potting soil. Black gold potting soil, you can find it at all of your garden centers. and you start them right now inside. They don't need to be near a window until they actually begin to grow.
All right.
They want to be kept in a nice, warm location so that the roots can form, and you want to cover the bulb itself with about a good 2 inches of soil in the pot. When you plant it in the garden, then you're going to put it a couple of inches even deeper. So 2 inches below the soil line in the pot, and then 2 inches deeper in the garden. And by starting it now, it will give you a head start, which means it's going to give you blossoms earlier than if you start them directly in the garden.
And what's their lifespan?
Oh, my God. They can last years and years and years.
Really?
Yeah. What you do is you dig a hole in your garden, put some compost, some cow manure in there. The other thing that helps a lot is a product called Soil Moist. And Soil Moist is what they put in babies' diapers to absorb the liquids so that the diapers don't leak. And when you add just a good pinch or two in the hole, you blend it up, it will expand 200 times. It'll look like jello. So it retains the moisture. If you're gone on vacation for a week or more, less of a chance of your dahlias drying out, or you neglect them a little bit and don't give them enough water. It really does help. Now, once your dahlia, you may only get one stem that will come out of it. You may get two or three. But when they get up to be about 6 inches tall, pinch the very tip right off.
Okay.
And that will make it branch. And instead of having one tall shoot, you'll have two or three shoots that will form from it. But let it get up a good 6-8 inches, pinch it, and then once it starts to grow, take some of the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, which is organic, or Espoma, who makes Holytone and Plantone. They have a new organic liquid fertilizer, too. And I would do that every 2 weeks. Get it in the ground.
How do you spell that? Espoma?
Espoma.
Okay.
And then once you get it in the garden, what I do is I love dynamite. Dynamite is a time-release fertilizer, and when we had our greenhouses, we used it on every single pot of plants that we grew. Hanging baskets, window boxes that we filled for people, containers, all kinds of stuff, because dynamite will feed your plants for up to 9 months.
Wow.
Without you reapplying. Osmocote, that they really promote because it's a Scotch product, will last 3 months. And the cost is basically the same. So if you can, at the time of planting, put the soil moist, get your plant in, and then sprinkle some dynamite around it, every time it rains, every time you water, the fertilizer oozes out of that little pellet and it feeds your plant, and you'll have the most beautiful dahlias. Now, in the fall, you're going to take a string tag with a black magic marker, and you're going to write the height and the color, and you're going to tie it to a branch. And once we've had a frost, then you're going to cut the plant down to within 3 inches of the ground, take a pitchfork, go a foot away from the main stem, and loosen up the soil and pull your root system and the bulbs that you planted, and you're going to notice excuse me, that the clump doubled or tripled in size. Take the tag with the height and the color, attach it to the roots, and then what I do is I'll go to the supermarket, I'll get some banana boxes, and they're waxed. And I'll put a layer of peat moss on the bottom, set my bulbs in the box in a single layer, put some rosin flour or tomato vegetable garden dust right on top of the bulbs to prevent any diseases, and then add about an inch of peat on top of that, and I set them on the floor in my basement, or if you have a crawl space in there, but it's got to go someplace where it's cold, but it will not freeze. Okay. And then in the spring, if it's really big, you take it out, you give it a chance to see if it's going to make more than one shoot. And if it makes two shoots, then you can split it and make two plants. If it only makes one, then put it in a big pot and let it come up 6 inches, pinch it, and you're ready to go.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Okay.
If I'm successful, I'll take pictures and send them to you.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your advice.
You have a wonderful first day of spring now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got another Diane from Middleton this time, and she's got a question about sunflowers.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Pern Garden Club, and happy first day of spring.
Well, thank you, Paul, and I want to thank you for last week. You elaborated on the smart pots.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe, I told my friend Alice, and she went to the True Value in Topsfield, and the man had never heard of them, and we mentioned that we heard about them on your show, so he looked it up in the book, and he ordered them.
Oh, good.
And they came in Friday, and I couldn't wait to get there. And when my friend Alice went to actually talk to Jack at True Value, he listened to your radio show, and so I had to tell him what time you're on, because he said, sounds like something I'd be interested in. But my question is about the sunflower. The reason I'm so interested in the smart pots is I want to try sunflowers in them, and I'm concerned with what size pot would I start them in by seed. What kind of material would I use, and would I fertilize them? And that's basically,
okay.
You know, listening to you, I really appreciate, like the lady before me, she didn't get the bum's rush. And by listening to all your other listeners, it's like it generates questions that I normally probably wouldn't have with regard to gardening. So for that, I want to thank you very much with the smart pot. Matter of fact, when he ordered them, he only had the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 5-gallon. So I'm also inquiring at the Topsfield Co-op, which is across from the Topsfield Fairgrounds. They hadn't heard about them either, can you believe it? And so I'm going to bring them one of the brochures that comes with the pot to see if I can't get a larger size.
Yeah, you'd be better off. I mean, a 1-gallon pot is not going to hold a very big sunflower. If you were going to grow 12 to 15 inch sunflowers, fine. But if you're getting up to like 3 to 4 feet, 5 to 6 feet, or the real tall ones, a 1-gallon pot just isn't going to do it.
Right.
So what size sunflowers did you actually want to grow height-wise?
Well, I'm looking either from the average, which is probably 6 feet or better, up to the giants.
Okay. If you're going to do a 6 foot, then I would go with a 10-gallon. And what you could do is you wouldn't put just one. You'd put probably 5 of them in there. And that would give you a beautiful clump. And then Are you going to be growing it on cement, or are you going to be growing it on top of soil?
On top of soil.
Okay. When you go there, they have, it's called a landscape fabric pin. And you can just tell them you want, it's like a giant bobby pin. And you would push it through the bottom of the bag, and that will anchor it so that if you get a heavy wind, it's not going to fall over.
Uh-huh.
And then for the big, tall sunflowers, I would get a 20-gallon. And again, you could put five plants in there, and I would definitely pin that pot down or put a couple of cinder blocks up against it just so that if you get a heavy wind, they don't fall over. And you could start them in 4-inch plastic pots, get a good potting soil like the black gold, set a couple of seeds in each, and then you can transplant them to the smart pot and feed them with the dynamite, and you're going to have the most beautiful clusters of sunflowers that you ever, ever had. And they're reusable.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And if you're living in an area where they're calling for some snow tonight or some rain, get your turf turbo down on your lawn. It's the perfect situation. As the snow melts, it will wash it into the ground. And Turf Turbo is a high-efficiency lime. It's very different than the old-fashioned powdered lime that takes 6 months to work. It will work in a three-week period, so it's fast. And it will get rid of the moss in your lawn. It will make the nutrients that are already in your soil available to the plant. And it will correct the pH. So get some Turf Turbo and put it on your lawn, put it in your garden, and you'll have strong, healthy roots for the grass and for your perennials and even for the flower garden. And you can pick it up just about any place, but Corliss Brothers in Ipswich has it. The Achilles Agway all over the Northeast have it. And Ventura Grain in Taunton, Massachusetts has it. So get it put down before the storm hits, and you'll be in great shape. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marie from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about wisteria vines.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy first day of spring.
Hello, is. Good morning.
Oh. Good morning.
What I'm calling about is I have a neighbor who has a wisteria vine.
Yep.
It's probably well over 40 years old. She lives in an old country farmhouse that's close to the road. The soil is very poor. It's dampish. There's moss. But what it has done is it has grown so rapidly and intertwined over a deciduous tree that's about 30 years old. And it doesn't bloom very often, but when it does, it is something spectacular to see.
Yeah.
And what she is wondering is that what could she do to make it bloom? It's only bloomed in the 40 years, about 8 years ago, and then 5 years ago was when I saw it. And it is marvelous, but of course it doesn't bloom every
year.
Yeah,
it should be blooming every year.
Right.
First thing I would do, when you have wet soils, it's going to make the soil acidic because it's damp, and
right.
That's where moss grows. So when you get moss and moisture combined, you'll get acid soil that will grab a hold of the phosphorus fertilizer that's in your soil, and it holds it so that the plant can't use it. So step one, clean up the moss area if possible, and then get some of this turf turbo or lightning lime. Either one of those two. Lightning lime is made by Espoma, the people that make Holytone. And I would put probably around that area a half a bag. Really put it on heavy to change the pH and the acidity of your soil. Step number two, I would buy a bag, a 5-pound bag, because this is a big plant, of 020, which is super phosphate. Take the 5-pound bag, put it in the bucket, and then put a good shovel full of just soil from the yard and blend the fertilizer and the soil together. Take a crowbar, go 3 feet away from where the stem of the plant is, punch a hole in the ground about 6 inches deep, put a half a handful of this mixture in the hole, and go all the way around. Come out another couple of feet, make another circle. Punch a hole, half a handful, and just continue until you've used all of that mixture. The phosphorus will stimulate flower bud development, and the lime will neutralize the soil so that the plant can better use it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.